marks. Hello, hello, and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast again.
Yes, we're weekly again.
Look at that. We pulled it off.
We just proved it right now.
You get two in a row in a week, and two in a row a week, then you're weekly. Two weeks in a row. You might even get to take the next week off. You can still sort of call yourself weekly.
Yes. Well, yeah, sort of.
It's semi-weekly.
Right now, we are definitely weekly.
Woo! We are strongly weekly.
So weekly.
Bring it on us. I am Garth. Gar the Nelson.
And I'm Jen Barr.
Your hosts for ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast.
Yeah.
We are players in the Japan Professional Mahjong League. And now that we have my mic fixed, you can really hear all of my peas.
Yes, last week your mic was kind of messed up, but I've been working on stuff this week.
Yes.
Because we have our Japanese radio, or like live streaming radio show thing that we do weekly.
You are our chief engineer, so we definitely need you to figure this stuff out.
And I just really don't have time to do any of this crap.
Right.
So,
that's why we just sit around
and
let you.
One thing each week. And someday we will have amazing podcasts and whatnot.
You are a superstar.
The real goal is to somehow make these podcasts and stuff make money. Not so that I can get rich, but so that I can pay somebody to be my engineer that I don't have to freaking do it. Because, oh my God. I will give you all the money that we make.
Yes, just to make it go off without a hitch.
Yes.
Because pretty much that's all we have is hitches. One hitch after another.
Oh my God. Last week we had the video, the first time we did the live stream at our house, at my house, not our house, mine and Luna's house.
Yes, I'm here often.
So we had it here, and we had everything set up, the video camera was working, and then sometimes it would stop working, and 2 minutes before broadcast, it just completely, checked out. I mean, it was because I knocked it over.
I know, it's a little funny that it checked out.
Well, okay, but every time that everybody knocked it over before, I could get it going again within, 2 minutes.
I know. What you should have had one of us do was you should have had one of us knock it over instead of you, who really knew how to break it. Because you destroyed it.
God.
That was pretty funny.
I did.
Funny.
It was over. And so we're, 5 minutes late.
And we had to use the littler mic on the... On what your...
The camera.
The little camera
on
your...
So we have to figure out a camera for next week. But I'm going to get a new computer tomorrow. I think it's coming. I ordered a new computer so we can do podcasts. We
Wild,
can do
crazy.
Live streaming, everything.
Wow, you have computers up the wazoo.
Yeah, probably by the time I put this up, it will have arrived already. So hopefully the next podcast will be recorded on that computer.
Wow.
I'm going to give you a computer.
I know.
I said this last week. You still haven't set up your internet yet.
I know. I don't know how to do that again.
Well, you better figure it out.
Last time my internet got set up, I think somebody else did it for me.
No. Last time it got stopped, they wouldn't turn it on right away. They said, we'll do it Monday. And so I called and threw a temper tantrum at them for about 2 hours, listening to them tell me they couldn't do it.
That's
I thought they would give in, and they did not.
No, they didn't. But they have gotten much better about that. They were much better about turning it right back on. But this time, I just do not want to go through. It's slow. It's expensive. I think Hikari Fiber, what is that called? Fiber optic. Is the way to go.
Well,
it's
get it
much
done.
Snappier.
Yes, get you know there is a way to have them not turn off your internet.
What? I can't imagine what magic this is you're going to talk about. But,
some people don't ever have to go through the process of actually calling them and having it put back on.
I don't understand what these people are doing.
No, you think about it. If you want to know the secret, then I'll go ahead and let you in on it.
Yes, it probably involves... I bet it involves checking your mailbox sometimes.
Or getting a credit card that works.
Yes.
Or you can...
They even do, bank transfers if you can be certain that there will be money in there.
Right.
So these are all problems that I have.
The best thing is to get it set up with a credit card And the credit card automatically takes bank transfers out? Because then there's at least two steps before that gets turned off.
Right. Well, but I don't think they're very good about American credit cards. And at this point, since I had changed my address to America so that I wasn't getting my bank statements, I also was not very good with American credit cards, and now I don't even have an American credit card.
I see.
I have taken care of that problem, too. I'm really taking care of problems for myself.
You know, one problem I have.
Uh-oh. This is a Mahjong problem, or is this a...
Yeah, I think I'm moving down to B League and Women's League.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
why is that happening?
Well, I missed the first one.
Right, I do remember that now.
Which was a 50-point penalty. And then after that, I just could not win. I couldn't even not win. I couldn't not lose.
Oh, I remember you saying, yeah, every time you just pushed a little bit, you ended up throwing somebody else's winner.
Yeah, like big winners. And Oh, it was awful. I mean, that league is the only one. It's been just horrible for me.
How many more sessions do you have to go?
Nope, we're done.
Oh, you're done.
By the time this airs, we will have been completely done. And I was going to the last session with like minus one. Was it 170 more? Maybe more.
Wow.
200 over 200. Definitely in last place.
I
got minus 130 or 140 in the second to last session. That was just the end of it. Wow. And like partway through that, I was thinking it was the last session. And you know what? Okay. I'm going to blame this on NyQuil. Obviously, it's not my Mahjong that's the problem. So
you know what? You're probably not the first person to blame something on NyQuil, too.
It's easy. You know, okay.
It's an easy culprit.
And NyQuil, you think it's good, but the thing is, you're only taking it when you're sick.
Mm.
And that stuff messes you up. NyQuil?
Really?
And it lasts the whole next day. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm small, but I only took a third dose.
A third of a dose? Like,
a
you didn't even drink
dose.
The whole bottle?
No.
Because I remember, that used to be one of those things people in college would drink
even
entire...
drink the whole bottle.
Well, because people in college, like, they would drink the whole bottle to, like, basically get the equivalent of an acid trip.
Yeah, I can see that. Because I took only a third of a dose. And I am small, it's true, but I just could not fall asleep.
It kind of makes me want to drink a bottle of NyQuil.
I've got an almost full bottle in there. But it's the economy size, so it's probably equivalent to a full bottle. What's left in it right now. But,
wow.
Well, the thing is, so usually I'm sleeping I go to sleep around 3 a.m.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, this time it was 5 and I couldn't get to sleep. Okay, I know I have Women's League in like 4 hours.
You took it as sleeping medicine?
No.
I thought it was cough medicine.
It's cold medicine, so that you can sleep well.
Oh,
cold
yeah,
medicine.
The sleepy, stuffy head fever, something, so you
so
can
rest
so
medicine.
So you can rest medicine, yes.
And I've taken it before at like 11 p.m. or something. You know, like normal time. And I just get a NyQuil hangover.
But see, you should be able to... that's another reason I should be taking this stuff. Because I seem to play better with a hangover.
Yeah, but it's not like...
Well, you are
like
really selling me on this stuff.
It's not like an alcohol hangover. It's like I think it makes you sick if you're not sick. It just has the opposite effect, I think. So if you're...
It's like a toggle switch?
Yeah. If you're sick, then it
fixes that.
Fixes you.
If you're,
you, well,
if you're
it gets
okay,
rid of your
it fixes
symptoms.
That.
It gets rid of your symptoms, but you're really fuzzy-headed when you... It's really, like, not good for decision-making, which is all Mahjong is, so... Anyway, I will not be taking NyQuil ever again unless I'm sick.
Wow.
But, I mean, a third of a dose, you'd think that it would be all right.
Yes, because you're, you know, about a third of a person.
I'm quite small. So Women's League really was awful, and that was really a chance. Like, Women's League, it's really hard to get into the A League, and then once you're there, there's only 20 people.
Uh-huh.
So I think the top 8 or something make it to the finals,
yes.
The playoffs.
So, yeah,
and then they have the
good
final.
Chance.
That's probably the best chance of winning a title ever, and I just get so close, and then I blow it. That's just the way it works for me.
There will be a next year.
Yeah, next year I'll be in B League.
Move yourself back up to A League. You did it once before.
Yeah, but I think there's 40 people in B League. It's much harder. And only 5 people move up.
Mm-hmm.
And like 5 or 6 people move down from A League. So it's really tough.
Well, I actually like the idea of more people moving up and down between leagues. I mean,
I wish that 10 people were moving up.
Yeah.
From B League.
Half the league. Go ahead. Switch out the bottom half the league.
Yeah. Why is it so few? Just because you made it up there one time.
Yeah.
You got to defend your position.
And you know, I mean, I think that you know, not to talk smack or use bad language on this thing. Not to say bad things, not to badmouth our superiors, but, you know, I think they could really move a few more people out of A1 in
especially because it's a year-long league.
Yeah, it's
and same with Women's League. It's a year-long. I think, I agree. I think it should be the bottom half and top half.
And you have players in there who are not playing to win the league. They're just playing to stay in the league.
Exactly. That's the worst part because it creates such boring mahjong.
Yeah, it totally eliminates competition for people who are not actually really trying to compete.
Yeah.
They're just trying to hold on to their position.
I agree 100%.
And then, you know, like one of those players actually makes it into a you know, title tournament, and then people see the way he's playing mahjong, and then you really have people talking, really saying, bad-mouthing the way he plays. And you're like, oh, well, you created the situation. That's why he's there.
So I'll be in B League for at least another year. And who knows, maybe I'll have to miss another tournament and then I'll be negative again. Because now they have C League for the Women's League as well. So they're just creating leagues all over the place.
Similar to the E League.
Yeah.
I seem to be shooting for end league. You got to figure, if they are going to allow people to move up out of that league, that would be one league it's going to be easy for me to win.
I think most of the leagues you're very capable of winning.
I don't know, because this is that minus 70 session that I had earlier this month. That's not so. I had a pretty big minus. It like probably about the third session of last season too, and. You know, it was another time when I really just couldn't do anything. There was a time probably in one of those games where I just really got frustrated and I was like, all right, screw this. I'm just going to go for it every single hand. And for a stretch of about four or five hands, I did just go for it every single hand, and then I really lost a lot more points. And, of course, those times that I did that, I got annoyed because people kept winning with 1,000 and 2,000-point hands, and I was like, all right, screw this. I'm just going to go with, whatever hand I have. Mm. And, of course, those were the hands where they had, like, you know, 8,000, 12,000-point hands.
Yeah.
And those were the ones that I threw. So it's like, oh, perfect timing. That's me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know how that feels. Speaking of which, I'd like to talk about three-player mahjong a little bit because I've been playing in Osaka lately.
Oh.
I'm going to be playing in Osaka every month from now on. So when we took our tour earlier this month, it was all four-player mahjong.
Yes.
Yeah, but... I'll be playing mostly a three-player.
Do you have a lot of experience playing three-player mahjong?
No. Oh. Only, like, Fight Club and stuff.
So you want my advice, because because I may have played one more game than you?
No, I wasn't looking for your advice.
I was going to make something up.
I just wanted to kind of talk about the difference in rules a little bit.
Oh, okay. That's good, because I don't know any of
them. Yeah, when we play three-player mahjong at a Mahjong Fight Club...
Uh-huh.
It's basically like four-player mahjong.
Yes, it's four-player mahjong, but with three players.
Yeah, and then there's another set of rules, which I also explained in the book Reach Mahjong, The Only Way to Play. It's called Totenko, which is the Eastern version. That's what Tokyo players play when they play three-player.
Oh, okay.
And then Osaka is actually much more like the Fight Club version.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
it's basically
so
like...
you use the ones and the nines, and you use Pei, the north tile... Use them
you
in
use
your
them.
Hand. Yeah. In the Eastern version, you take them out.
Uh-huh.
They're like Dora. Like, you take them out like flower tiles and other types of mahjong.
Do you remember in Kyoto, there was a group, there was a three-person game going on right next to where we were sitting. And you kept talking to those guys every time we went back
to our
breaks. I saw those guys pulling out their peis.
Maybe because they're Kyoto and not Osaka. They might be from Tokyo. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
But if you go to the parlors and play there, then the basic rules are you use them in your hand. And actually, Pei is a value tile, just like East.
So it becomes
it's
Dora.
It's East only. Yeah, and it's... No, it's
oh,
East
it's a
South
value
games.
Tile. Oh, okay,
yeah.
It's not Dora. It's
East-South games, so just during the East round, East and North are both value tiles. And during the South round, South and North are both value tiles. Plus, you have your own seat, which only goes to West. And then they also have four flower tiles that you take out of the hand and they count as Dora.
The flower tiles are in the deck.
Yeah, there's four flower tiles.
Wow. Boy, that's got to be a serious pain in the neck for the table makers to set up so that the tables...
No, they're all set up like that already.
But I mean, like the makers of the tables,
yeah,
like
I know.
to make the settings so that the machine knows how many tiles to send in this direction.
But
and that
I
direction.
Think even the old tables also come with that.
Uh-huh.
Just adding an extra tile into the deck.
Huh.
So they don't have like the automatic. The tiles, the hands don't come up automatically.
Well, actually, I guess it doesn't matter if you're not if the way the table works that it just sends one to each.
Yeah, it's just an extra.
Each wall at a time.
Yeah,
instead
so this
of filling
is four.
Up one
so two of the walls will have an extra. And then I have like a stick to move the last wall up closer, so it's easier to draw from. Since
like
there's nobody sitting in that seat.
Oh, I see.
No,
I see.
Just for
right.
the
oh,
empty
okay,
seat.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So I was playing that. I ended up playing for 6 hours straight. My first job. In
so
Osaka.
No break. Just you sat down at the table
I
and.
I think I went to the bathroom once. Like I had someone play for me. Or I did it in between a game.
So you weren't even changing players.
No.
Like you just played with the same two
right.
people.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
I think because
crazy.
It was the first time and it was a really sudden job.
Uh-huh.
So they're just kind of like getting to know me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Wow,
that's interesting.
Yeah. So that was really interesting. So we did that. I played that. And what were some of the other rules? They have some extra hands that we don't have in four-player Mahjong.
Interesting. Fewer
like
tiles.
Sanrenko.
Sanrenko. Oh, so
yeah.
like a triple
so
of
like,
five, sixes, and
yeah,
sevens.
Yeah, basically like the double run, triple run.
A triple run,
yeah.
But
except for that you can pawn.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously no chao chi is allowed. Also, all the fives were red. I think
all
there were 12
the
red fives. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were there chips in this game?
I think so. Yeah.
That's so crazy. So it's just like nobody's playing any defense at all, are they?
They are.
They do?
Yeah, because of the way that the... And maybe there weren't 12. I think some of them have 12. This one might have had only 6, but I think there were 12. No, it'd have 4. No, because there's only 8, right? So they're not 12. Sorry, there's no 5
oh, right. there's
of cracks.
Right.
So there's only 8. There's 8 red fives.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, like, the game is really fast.
Uh-huh.
And only top place really matters. So you really, like, care about who wins off your discard.
Uh-huh.
So it's really important to make sure, like, if somebody is really close to you in points, so they don't uh-huh. win off your discard, so you really want to take care to them. And a lot of times, two people are reaching.
Uh-huh.
So in that case, you really got to choose which player you're going to play defense against.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. It's a really different strategy. So I really need to get some lessons in this. And one uh-huh. of the guys in our league, Itagawa, is like really... He's definitely a three-player pro.
Really?
Yeah. And he came to our live show a couple weeks ago, too.
Yes. Interesting character, that guy.
Yeah. He's very interesting. Actually, when I went to Osaka that time, we went to a lounge.
Uh-huh.
Which is like, you might have heard of the hostess bars in Japan. So
yes.
In Osaka, they have something called lounge. And this is like a high-class kind of hostess bar. So there were only three or four tables that I could see for customers.
Really?
And the mama was wearing a kimono.
Uh-huh.
The like high-status girl was wearing a kimono. There were a couple hostesses that were dressed like cute,
uh-huh.
kind of. And then there was like an assistant kind of girl dressed in like a suit, basically. Like
oh.
a skirt suit, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so she would, like, get drinks for the ladies in kimonos and the
uh-huh.
and the hostesses and also for us. And then, but, I mean, those places are actually really fun.
Oh, yeah.
I like hostess clubs. Like, I would go more often.
It is their job to entertain.
It is, and they do.
Yeah.
And I...
any
it's really fun when they just want to hear all about you.
Yeah. Anybody who can survive in that business is probably surviving, but because they're good at what they're doing.
Yeah.
You're not going to find many hostesses. You know, new hostesses might not have the stuff down, but I mean, in an expensive place like that, they're probably going to have people who are pretty entertaining.
Yeah, they were
fun
really
to talk
good.
To. And
the one thing is, like, I'm not really like fancy.
Uh huh.
And they had really. They're really fancy and really good manners, obviously, and especially the ladies in kimonos. They were just full of flattery. And I was like sitting there in my beach sandals and like you wear. So I had like flip flops on. And
oh, you said beach sandals.
Yeah, I said it because you're here. I had on my flip flops and I'm just like, I do not belong here.
Did you see I got new flip flops, by the way?
No, I didn't.
I managed to find a store in Tokyo with quality flip flops.
Wow.
Who'd have thunk?
Hear that? Send Garth flip flops. Quality flip flops. He likes Quicksilver. What size are you?
10. Well, it's not. It doesn't have to be Quicksilver. I like the Reefs too. I just want flip flops where.
Is 10 kind of small for a boy?
Yeah, I have small feet and hands for my height. It's not that it's small. It's not that it's small for a boy. It's small for a person who's 6 feet tall.
Most boys are 6 feet tall, I think.
No, they're not. You are
5'10" is average.
I think actually it might even be a little less than 5'10" is average in the States,
not
which is
common.
Obviously because you're used to hanging out with taller people.
Everybody's taller than me. So actually, to me, 5'9 and 5'10 aren't really different.
Right. But the weird thing
even
is...
Even 5'10 and 6 foot aren't really different for me.
Right. It's true. But one of the really, really weird things about being, you know, I am definitely taller than average in America. Even so, on my ultimate team, I was... And in the, you
That's
know, ultimate...
That's Frisbee for all you non-surfers.
Surfers? What does that have to do with ultimate? Just because we practice at the beach sometimes.
How many people on your ultimate frisbee team surfed?
Not that many.
Only like 90%.
All right, but that's because I went to UC Santa Barbara. It's on the beach.
I never even heard of ultimate frisbee until I met you.
Well, that's obviously a hole in your education.
What I'm saying, I think there's a correlation.
I don't. All right, correlation does not imply causation.
We're so cool.
Oh.
We're not geeks.
Nerds. Where was I? Oh, no, wait. I can't remember where I was. Beach sandals. Beach sandals. Or flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Yes.
Beach sandals is such a Japanese
I story. Hate the rubber ones with the little stopper on the bottom that basically just... It just gets pulled right through the rubber, like, after about a week or two of wearing. And then you're just like, oh, I have to get new God, I'm saying it again. Flip-flops. It's annoying. So I want the ones with the thong kind of glued in between two pieces of rubber. So then it doesn't come out.
I'm nodding to you. That doesn't translate to podcasts very well. But yes.
Except it comes out eventually when you actually manage to wear through the rubber like I did on my last pair of flip-flops.
You could wear shoes.
No. I cannot wear shoes.
You can.
You can't. It's actually, if there is no law, it should be amended to say that from April until November in Tokyo, you shall not wear shoes. Unless you're going to a wedding. Perhaps then you can wear shoes. But other than
I
that.
I would never want to get married here in August.
I know. See, because then you'd have to wear shoes.
So hot.
It's just miserable.
Yeah.
Ugh, God.
I don't even want to leave the house because I leave my air conditioning on all the time.
Yeah, it's
for my pets.
Even so, we went to a friend's wedding in June, and it was already pretty hot.
Yeah.
Blah.
This is really good mahjong podcasting
yes,
right now.
Yes, this is. Let's see. In June, I was playing mahjong all the way to a wedding, and
June is when I missed that women's league that I had. So frustrating. And then when it got to Pro Queen, I was sick, and I couldn't. I was really sick that day. I couldn't go play.
Oh, yes. Bad timing on
really
everything.
Really bad, yeah. So, next year... Actually, starting now, because I've finally, like, got all of my... Everything organized in my life. So, it's all about mahjong now. And I'm doing, like, lots of guest work and stuff like that. Or at least as much as I can.
Mm. And
I can finally do the stuff I want to do.
Like you say, it's... just more time playing mahjong is so huge for getting yourself in your groove.
Yeah.
And you know, I did really feel like I was in my groove until all of a sudden I just couldn't get dealt a hand, and then blam, no more groove. But I don't know. The last couple of days in Fight Club, I've been.
You always really win a lot in Fight Club. I never win a lot in Fight Club.
I think I get distracted
when it's video games. I really need the tiles right in front of me.
Well, what I really want is my distraction, but I need to fix my headphones so that I don't... It's not the only thing I'm concentrating on.
I take that electrical... I got electrical tape for you to take home.
Yay.
So, it's not all about mahjong, but I've been making Garth food in the time that we've been off, too. So today I made meat sauce. Which wasn't great, but it was edible for sure. It would have been better with some Parmesan cheese on top.
That's a good point, yes.
Yeah.
It was meat with... So you used, like, as a base something from some, like, tomato sauce?
No, I just put tomatoes and tomato sauce.
Totally from scratch.
Yeah.
Holy bagoli. Well done.
Put some Italian seasoning in there.
Yes, the Italian seasoning.
Yeah. Have you been playing on... You haven't been playing on RoneRun lately, but you're going
to
get the computer back up and play on some RoneRun?
Obviously, I will.
I've been playing on the RoneRun League every month.
You said you got yourself up to gold. Right?
Yeah. I might be silver again because I lost in the gold league last month, but it's kind of fun. You, like, move up and down. It's kind of like a mini pro league.
It does seem like... I really enjoyed playing on RoneRun when I was playing there regularly.
Yeah, so we need to... Also, we need to get the information back up on reachmahjong.com on how to sign up, because the website has changed since our old tutorial.
Okay.
So we'll get that up, and maybe we can all start playing on RoneRun again. We can't play, like, specifically play with you on our with our pro IDs, but we can tell you what when we're playing and what time and try and match up a little bit.
Really? Are we not allowed to...
We can't play in the free room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you not still have your old account, or are we also not supposed to play with those?
I might have it. I'll see if we can do that, or if we can get the chat going or something. Uh-huh. That would be cool. It's just so hard with the time difference, but maybe we can work some stuff out. So we'll get everything back up on.
We'll have to play under, like, an alias or something.
Yeah.
I am not Garth. I am Gas. Call me Gas. Yes. So, RoneRun. We'll be playing on RoneRun.
Yeah, you need to get your internet back. I don't know how you can live without internet. I was talking to Gemma. Everybody knows Gemma, our partner in crime here. And she's just like, how can he not have internet?
I have an iPhone.
But it's like you're in the Stone Age.
It is, yes. The iPhone 4.
I think even Fred Flintstone had internet of some sort. I think he had a bird.
He definitely had something better than an iPhone 4, that's for damn sure.
Well, the 5 came out.
Yes, which is perhaps even worse than the iPhone 4, from what I've heard. I was kind of thinking about getting the iPhone 5, and then everything you hear about it is just like, oh, sucks, sucks, sucks. So I'm not really sure what to do. Because I'm just tired of giving Apple money for a product that they make as bad as possible. Or they try to make it less useful than making it more useful. That is a crime.
Yeah, we listen to Garth go off on this kind of stuff all the time.
Dude, they add flash support, you nimrods.
It would be nice to have flash support and play RoneRun on. Oh, that's Java. How about some Java support on our iPad?
Why not Java support?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Because they're jerks.
I'd like to play RoneRun on my iPad.
They want more control over you.
Anything that I can do from bed lately sounds so awesome. I figured out how to do my blog updates from bed. So we just have to get RoneRun and Fight Club and these podcasts that I can do from bed, and then I can just sit there and...
Well, or a smaller computer.
I can't get much smaller than the MacBook Air, which I have in front of me.
But you're... Well, this... Can you play RoneRun on the Mac?
Yeah, I can play this in bed, but then I have to, like, sit up with it. I want my iPad, and I can hold it up and just use my fingers.
You
want
to hold it up? That's got to be tiring.
I sit it on my chest or something. I want to be able to lay down.
Even holding my phone up when I'm lying down is a pain in the neck.
I think it's a pain in your arms. Burr!
Oh,
that's pretty funny.
It's a little bit of pain in the neck because usually I prop my head up against the back of my bedpost.
Oh, yeah. Well, your bed sucks, though.
Yes, it does.
Well, how would Jen know that? No. It's because I make Garth sleep on the floor when I stay at his house.
Yes. Just so everybody knows... Garth sleeps on the floor.
Okay, last subject.
Okay.
Since we don't have a lot of Mahjong stuff to talk about in this episode, let's just step into our little live show subject matter for a second.
Okay.
What do you think about dating other Mahjong pros?
Oh, well, I suppose. If you take yourself seriously, which I do not, then it's probably not that great an idea. You know, it's it's like what they say. Everybody, you know, dating somebody that you work with,
yeah,
is generally not unless it's true love, and you're gonna go get married. You know, I mean, obviously that's okay. You should.
Well, the tough part about that is if you meet them playing,
right,
and it's really hard to tell them.
Right. How do you know?
Yeah.
Without going out on some dates.
The thing is, there's lots and lots of people in our league that are dating each other. Lots.
Yes.
And break up and date other people in the league.
It's true. If there's one place where a group of people are probably a little bit better about that than others, it would be in, say, the world of Mahjong or poker or whatever, because there's, I mean, the sort of workplace connection is a lot looser.
Well, yeah, because also, like, these are games that you started out as a hobby.
Right.
And then they became work for a lot of people. So when you date somebody, then often you want to have the same hobbies. You want to, you know, so.
you obviously, you have very common ground to start off with. But, you know, it's, you're going to have, the kind of problems you're going to have are obviously the same kind of problems that other people dating in the workplace have. Right. When the relationship ends, there are going to be times when there is tension. You know, you end up on the same table in, you know, some tournament, on some final table. Maybe a little tension, or, you know.
Do you think it's better to date someone in a different league?
I'm sure that probably helps
a little bit. Or just stay out of the industry altogether.
So, you know, probably one person, you know, just try to date one person and see how it goes, whatever. But if you are, like, a serial Mahjong player dater, then you're probably going to start getting some weird reputation, you know, like people are going to be like, oh, what is with that person?
I think we do have some of those in our league, though.
Yeah. And
a serial Mahjong player dater.
Yeah. And that's, people probably talk about those people in, I don't know if they speak about them disparagingly.
Well, Fujiwara talks about those people when he drinks.
Well, yes, but he talks
really
about
funny.
Everybody.
No, that's what I'm talking about. If you want to know who's dating who in the league, just come learn Japanese, come to Japan, and take Fujiwara out for some drinks.
Yes.
That is a well-known secret. Then you can find out everybody in JPML who's dated each other.
You can find out everything about JPML, like who hates who is, like, going to lose their job, who is, you know, whatever. It is amazing what stuff comes out.
Maybe we should take him out for drinks pretty soon.
Yeah,
we haven't done that in a while.
That would be fun, yes.
Yeah, let's try that.
Get him drunk.
Not that we're going to share any of those secrets with you guys, sorry. But
yes.
But we can share things without names. We can try that.
Yes, that's our... Because that's, you know, that's our corner on... one of our corners on the Japanese broadcast.
Also, we're thinking about starting an English podcast about Tokyo. So let us know what you think. There's stuff you want to hear about. Actually, it would be more like what we just talked about in this podcast.
We could just use this as our inaugural Tokyo English podcast.
We'll see. We're going to have a lot more time for recording now that we have a schedule and a specifically set live show. So,
studio.
I think we've gone on about long enough. So we'll go out on a special song for Garth, All About You.
Uh-oh.
By Tupac. Because Garth, it's all about you. Ta-da.
Do I know this song?
I don't think so. I don't know. Do you know Tupac?
I'm rapfully uneducated, probably.
I rapped at our live show a couple weeks ago.
You did kind of go off on Eminem.
I did.
It was well done.
Check us out on Twitter, on Facebook. You know the drill. You probably found us on our website, reachmahjong.com. If not, check it out. Buy my book. If you buy it from me, I will sign it and send it to you if you'd like. And anything else?
Come play Mahjong with us.
Yeah, well, there's some people coming in November and December.
It would be fun to have some new people to play Mahjong with.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
do
it.
Good times.
All right.
Thanks for listening. We will see you, or talk to you at least, next week.
See ya. So that's the reason why I call, and maybe you win. Fantasies of a sweat, and can I hit it? Addicted to the things you do, but still true. What I'm saying, boo, is this is all about you. Every other city we